It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 23rd.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is crabwise, spelled as one word, C-R-A-B-W-I-S-E. Crabwise is an adverb that means sideways. It can also mean in a sidling or cautiously indirect manner. Here's the word used in a sentence from Slate by Lily Loughborough. It's true that Tito's actions aren't really interrogated, and neither are the consequences of raising boys the way Lydia did and does with her grandson Alex. That's a conflict the show is sidling up to crabwise, and I really do wonder what will happen if and when it finally confronts machismo head on. There's no reason to be indirect when explaining the etymology of the word crabwise. We'll get right to the point. As you might guess, the meaning of the word is directly related to that sidling sea creature, the crab. If you have visited a beach near the sea, you've probably seen crabs scuttling along, often moving sideways. Though the behavior is surely above reproach to the crabs themselves, English speakers tend to be suspicious of what comes at them from the side, and the modern meanings of crabwise reflect this suspicion of the crab's lateral approach. The word crept into English in the early 19th century and has been sidling into our sentences ever since. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.